Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is November the 21st, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Today's show is going to be cryptocurrency, bringing us up to speed. And this is a real measure of prepping for this, because this is, you know, in preparing cryptocurrency is definitely a very, very important part. So we're going to jump into that today for the show. And at sometime today, we'll hear from Brother Davis about if we're going to have a Wise Wednesday tomorrow. So looking forward to that. I will be traveling, I believe, tomorrow. So we'll catch up with Brother Davis tomorrow and for tomorrow's show. So looking forward to that. So, but before we get into that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and check out the overall website. And please go to the donation prompt that's there and give some of your financial energy so that this network can stay on. Many listen, let me tell you, please, everyone, know the importance of feeding the roots, because without feeding the roots, there could be no fruit. And it's definitely, would love for you to give, need for you to support the network so it can stay operational and stay bringing you the information that you've deemed as necessary and relevant. So please do that. You know the importance of it. No one has to tell you how important that is. And so give whatever it is that you can. Also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media outlet. And that social media outlet is known as BTR Community. And jump into BTR Community. For only $24 a year, you'll be able to engage in all of your social media activities so that you can actually promote yourself, your business, post things that are significant to you, and without the overall reprisal or being as adversely affected as you are on FedBook and all the other ones. Because just because they don't charge you, it's far worse than that. They're data mining, and they're actually taxing you in so many different ways. So come on over to BTR Community. You don't have to worry about that, okay? So looking forward to that. So only $24 a year, yearly subscription, $24. So definitely be a part of that. To help Black Talk Radio Network continue, because that will sponsor and help the network continue to stay in the being able to bring you the information and the programs that you hear here on Black Talk Radio Network, okay? So very, very important. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, definitely go to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y M-I-N-T, prosperitymint.com. At prosperitymint.com, you can save as a king and a queen and as a lady and a gentleman and get away from saving as a slave the way that we're paid in debt. So check out what's in inventory, then definitely email prosperitymint at info@prosperitymint.com so that someone can actually get with you to explain to you the overall buying process. Very, very important for you to do that. It's in your best interest to do that. So please don't skip that part. Make sure you email, and they'll know when you email. Just say that, you know, you were told by Dave from L.A. to email. And they'll know why, and they'll definitely reach out and contact you and explain the overall purchasing process. Very, 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 very important. Okay, so with that being said, what am I doing? Also, for those of you that would like to engage with us in the crowdfunding campaign, we're going to be talking about some of that today with the cryptocurrency of Bitcoin. You can do that. And also, next week, we're going to have some information about TradeCoin Club, some good stuff there for you to engage in that. But if you would like to get into the coins of change, definitely text me at 951-790-8330, 951-790-8330, or you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Wolf like the animal. The number 6. P-A-C-K as in pack in the number 1@gmail.com. Wolf6pack1@gmail.com is where you can find, you can email me and I will get you the appropriate information to get you inside of Coins of Change, the platform. I'm going to be doing some YouTube videos and post them here and going to do some other informational things for that. For those of you that are Tando Radio Show listeners, we are going to have, right after Tando Radio Show, 10 minutes after Tando Radio Show, we're going to have a members call. It's not going to be very long, but just need to talk to some of you guys just to fill you in on what's happening. And for those of you that are members that listen to Tando Radio Show, you already know the number for the members. And it's a different code for that. You should already know what that code is. It starts with a 6. Definitely jump into that call tonight, and it's 712-775-7035, and then use the code that starts with a 6. For those of you that are members, you already know what that is. I sent it to you. Look back in your history from text for me, and you'll see which one I'm speaking of, and that's the one that we'll do. I didn't want to actually put that inside of the Dallas Coins of Change group because not everyone there is a Tando Radio Show listener. So I'm just, for you that listen to Tando Radio Show, sometimes I want to speak to you exclusively for different reasons. Come on over then and let's, you know what that number is, you know what that code is, and I will definitely, we need to talk. I want to just fill you in on some things and get you up to speed. So looking forward to that. So greatly appreciate you all, and I won't post that number inside of anywhere else. That is for the Tando Radio Show. And then once you attend, if you're a Tando Radio Show listener and you've actually you're a member in Coins of Change, then you need to reach out to me so I can give you that number. Tell me who you are, and I'll be able to see it, and then I will definitely give you that number and make you a part of that. And then there's a couple of other places need to post, but I want to speak to the Tando Radio listeners exclusively, okay? All right, so very, very well. Thank you for maintaining that, and there's a reason why we do the things we do. All right, so let's get into what's in the news for today's show, cryptocurrency, bringing us up to speed. First one that I posted is CoinMarketCap, and this is a must for everyone here. This has all of the current, the cryptocurrencies and their overall, and the tokens, what they're actually, what their overall market price is. So you'll know, and it has them all listing, their websites and everything else. Great, great form that you need to use. And we're going to be utilizing a lot of this, with some of our crypto research and our overall developing some of our strategies with the cryptocurrency. As we speak right now, Bitcoin has had a very, very small retraction. It's at $8,040.78 for one Bitcoin, down from where it was earlier, but it's at 8,000. These are small, and it's about to, you know, continue to go up. So check out that website, some moves. So we want to know that, and we want to leverage this accordingly to what, in our best interest. Okay. So check out, that posting that we have there, and we're going to be using that a whole lot more. Okay. Next, one I posted, and this comes from Cointelegraph. Big things in Square, Bitcoin future, and talking about the blockchain. Credit Suisse says, Square's decisions to incorporate Bitcoin payments into an app could be a real cash cow for companies, according to the Wall Street firm Credit Suisse. An analyst from the firm believes that $30 million revenue bump is completely possible in the next 2 years. I could see that being much, much more. But check out that article. As things start to move, there's a lot of movement that's going to be happening in the cryptocurrency space for you all. So check that out. Then the next one is a YouTube video that we're going to be playing to give you a little insight on the cryptocurrencies that we're going to talk about today. And then I think at the top of the hour, we'll have a special guest that's going to be coming on talking about a token that's going to be made available. So this is going to be our cryptocurrency day, and talking about how we need to be preparing for that. Next article, I posted this one from RT. Lebanese army ordered at full readiness as the southern border to face Israeli threat. Major things happening. We need to know this. Next one, L.A. Ramon posted this one. It was a YouTube video, and he says, Activism won net neutrality. Can it stop Trump's FCC rules rollback is the question. And so check out this this YouTube video. And L.A. Ramon said, if we're going to promote capitalizing on many opportunities the Internet has generated, i.e. Black Talk Radio Network, Bitcoin, etc., then our obligation is to protect the freedoms that the Internet currently provides. So, so true. L.A. Ramon. So check out that one. My man Raj posted this one, and this is from Forbidden Knowledge. Central banks alarmed. Will cryptocurrencies make governments and central banks obsolete? The past couple of months have been crazy in the crypto verse, with rumors of global takeovers from Bitcoin and some people's favorite is the cryptographs offshoots, Bitcoin Cash, as becoming the future of Bitcoin. I was shocked over the day when I checked on my Bifinex account to find that they are telling U.S. citizens, and I think they were telling them they're kicking them out. So that was the gist of the article. And let me just say this about, will cryptocurrencies make governments and central banks obsolete? That's what they want you to think, but no, that's who actually created this format. So check out that great article, Roz. Good for us to know. Man, Roz posted another really good article. Melting nuclear core, and this comes from Science Alert, Roz posted this one. Melted nuclear core at Fukushima finally discovered by robot after 6 years on March 11, 2011. The tsunami caused by the Tunku earthquake prompted a nuclear disaster at Fukushima nuclear power plant. Now, for the first time, a crew has been able to capture images of the melted, and it stops there. So check out that article. Great article, Roz. Next article, Roz, posted from NST Online. Advanced cyber attack targets Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabian authorities said Monday that they had detected an advanced cyber attack targeting the kingdom, a fresh attempt by hackers to disrupt government computers. The government's National Cyber Security Center said the attack involved the use of PowerShells malware, but did not comment on the source of the attack. Man, this whole thing is about to get real, real, real ugly. So definitely want you all to check out what's in the news there. And we're going to jump into today's show. And if you'd like to get in on today's show, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I will see you in queue and we'll definitely bring you up. So let me see, make sure we have no one in queue. Cool, no one is in queue. What I want to do is I want to play this YouTube video. I don't know if Scotty wants to play it or if he wants me to run it. And just it's about a 20-minute YouTube video and gets in before our guest comes on. And just to give you an idea of what some of the cryptocurrencies are and how they work. So I'm going to... I guess I'll play it because I think Scotty is away from, which is cool. Brother needs to be able to take care of what he needs to take care of. And this one is going to, let me make sure I got the right one. Yeah, that's it. And this one is, ever wonder how Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies actually work? And I want it to, like a 26-minute, I want to start to bring these, some of this stuff to you all so you will have an idea what that is. So we're going to start this right away before our actual guest gets in. So let me just cue this baby up and then we'll get going. Okay, let me see. I think we're good to go. Here we go. One sec.
To have a Bitcoin. Many people have heard of Bitcoin, that it's a fully digital currency.
Oops, sorry about that. Here we go. I made a mistake.
What does it mean to have a Bitcoin? Many people have heard of Bitcoin, that it's a fully digital currency with no government to issue it, and that no banks need to manage accounts and verify transactions. And also that no one really knows who invented it. And yet, many people don't know the answer to this question, at least not in full. To get there, and to make sure that the technical details underlying the answer actually feel motivated, what we're going to do is walk through, step by step, how you might have invented your own version of Bitcoin. We'll start with you keeping track of payments with your friends using a communal ledger, and then, as you start to trust your friends and the world around you less and less, and if you're clever enough to bring in a few ideas from cryptography to help circumvent the need for trust, what you end up with is what's called a cryptocurrency. You see, Bitcoin is just the first implemented example of a cryptocurrency. And now there are thousands more on exchanges with traditional currencies. Walking the path of inventing your own can help to set the foundations for understanding some of the more recent players in the game and recognizing when and why there's room for different design choices. In fact, one of the reasons I chose this topic is that in the last year, there's been a huge amount of attention and investment and, well, honestly, hype directed at these currencies. And I'm not going to comment or speculate on the current or future exchange rates, but I think we'd all agree that anyone looking to buy a cryptocurrency should really know what it is. And I don't just mean in terms of analogies with vague connections to gold mining. I mean an actual direct description of what the computers are doing when we send, receive, and create cryptocurrencies. One thing worth stressing, by the way, is that even though you and I are going to dig into the details here, and that takes meaningful time, you don't actually need to know those details if you just want to use the cryptocurrency. Just like you don't need to know the details of what happens under the hood when you swipe a credit card. Like any digital payment, there's lots of user-friendly applications that let you just send and receive the currencies without thinking about what's going on. The difference is that the backbone underlying this is not a bank that verifies transactions. Instead, it's a clever system of decentralized, trustless verification based on some of the math born in cryptography. But to start, I want you to actually set aside the thought of cryptocurrencies and all that just for a few minutes. We're going to begin the story with something more down to earth, ledgers and digital signatures. If you and your friends exchange money pretty frequently, you know, paying your share of the dinner bill and such, it can be inconvenient to exchange cash all the time. So you might keep a communal ledger that records all of the payments that you intend to make some point in the future. You know, Alice pays Bob $20, Bob pays Charlie $40, things like that. This ledger is going to be something public and accessible to everyone, like a website where anyone can go and just add new lines. And let's say that at the end of every month, you all get together, look at the list of transactions, and settle up. If you spent more than you received, you put that money in the pot, and if you received more than you spent, you take that money out. So the protocol for being part of this very simple system might look like this. Anyone can add lines to the ledger, and at the end of every month, you all get together and settle up. Now, one problem with a public ledger like this is that anyone can add a line. So what's to prevent Bob from going and writing Alice pays Bob $100 without Alice approving? How are we supposed to trust that all of these transactions are what the sender meant them to be? Well, this is where the first bit of cryptography comes in, digital signatures. Like handwritten signatures, the idea here is that Alice should be able to add something next to that.
Hold on one second.
Froze up on me. Hold on. Oh, no. Okay. While it gets this, let me fix this real quick. And this is very, very important.
Want to learn more about cryptocurrencies?
Whoa.
You should take online cryptocurrency
courses. One second. Let me get out of this. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Transaction that proves that she has seen it and that she's approved of it. And it should be infeasible for anyone else to forge that signature. At first, it might seem like a digital signature shouldn't even be possible. I mean, whatever data makes up that signature can just be read and copied by a computer, so how do you prevent forgeries? Well, the way this works is that everyone generates what's called a public key-private key pair, each of which looks like some string of bits. The private key is sometimes also called a secret key, so that we can abbreviate it as SK, while abbreviating the public key as PK. Now, as the name suggests, this secret key, it's something you want to keep to yourself. In the real world, your handwritten signature looks the same no matter what document you're signing. But a digital signature is actually much stronger because it changes for different messages. It looks like some string of ones and zeros, commonly something like 256 bits, and altering the message even slightly completely changes what the signature on that message should look like. Speaking a little more formally, producing a signature involves a function that depends both on the message itself and on your private key. The private key ensures that only you can produce that signature, and the fact that it depends on the message means that no one can just copy one of your signatures and then forge it on another message. Hand in hand with this is a second function used to verify that a signature is valid. And this is where the public key comes into play. All it does is output true or false to indicate if this was a signature produced by the private key associated with the public key that you're using for verification. I won't go into the details of how exactly both these functions work, but the idea is that it should be completely infeasible to find a valid signature if you don't know the secret key. Specifically, there's no strategy better than just guessing and checking random signatures, which you can check using the public key that everyone knows. Now think about how many signatures there are with a length of 256 bits. That's 2 to the power of 256. This is a stupidly large number. To call it astronomically large would be giving way too much credit to astronomy. In fact, I made a supplemental video devoted just to illustrating what a huge number this is. Right here, let's just say that when you verify that a signature against a given message is valid, you can feel extremely confident that the only way someone could have produced it is if they knew the secret key associated with the public key you used for verification. Now, making sure that people sign transactions on the ledger is pretty good, but there's one slight loophole. If Alice signs a transaction like Alice pays Bob $100, Even though Bob can't forge Alice's signature on a new message, he could just copy that same line as many times as he wants. I mean, that message signature combination remains valid. To get around this, what we do is make it so that when you sign a transaction, the message has to also include some sort of unique ID associated with that transaction. That way, if Alice pays Bob $100 multiple times, each one of those lines on the ledger requires a completely new signature. All right, great. Digital signatures remove a huge aspect of trust in this initial protocol. But even still, if you were to really do this, you would be relying on an honor system of sorts. Namely, you're trusting that everyone will actually follow through and settle up in cash at the end of each month. What if, for example, Charlie racks up thousands of dollars in debt and just refuses to show up? The only real reason to revert back to cash to settle up is if some people, I'm looking at you, Charlie, owe a lot of money. So maybe you have the clever idea that you never actually have to settle up in cash as long as you have some way to prevent people from spending too much more than they take in. Maybe what you do is start by having everyone pay $100 into the pot, and then have the first few lines of the ledger read, Alice gets $100, Bob gets $100, Charlie gets $100, etc. Now, just don't accept any transactions where someone is spending more than they already have on that ledger. For example, if the first two transactions are Charlie pays Alice $50 and Charlie pays Bob $50, if he were to try to add Charlie pays you $20, that would be invalid, as invalid as if he had never signed it. Notice, this means that verifying a transaction requires knowing the full history of transactions up to that point. And this is, more or less, also going to be true in cryptocurrencies, though there is a little room for optimization. What's interesting here is that this step removes the connection between the ledger and actual physical U.S. dollars. In theory, if everyone in the world was using this ledger, you could live your whole life just sending and receiving money on this ledger without ever having to convert to real U.S. dollars. In fact, to emphasize this point, let's start referring to the quantities on the ledger as ledger dollars, or LD for short. You are, of course, free to exchange ledger dollars for real U.S. dollars. For example, maybe Alice gives Bob a $10 bill in the real world. In exchange for him adding and signing the transaction, Bob pays Alice 10 ledger dollars to an actual physical U.S. But exchanges like that, they're not going to be guaranteed by the protocol. It's now more analogous to how you might exchange dollars for euros or any other currency on the open market. It's just its own independent thing. This is the first important thing to understand about Bitcoin, or any other cryptocurrency. What it is a ledger. The history of transactions is the currency. Of course, with Bitcoin, money doesn't enter the ledger with people buying in using cash. I'll get to how new money enters the ledger in just a few minutes. But before that, there's actually an even more significant difference between our current system of ledger dollars and how cryptocurrencies work. So far, I've said that this ledger is in some public place, like a website where anyone can add new lines. But that would require trusting a central location, namely, who hosts the website? Who controls the rules of adding new lines? To remove that bit of trust, we'll have everybody keep their own copy of the ledger. Then when you want to make a transaction, like Alice pays Bob 100 ledger dollars, what you do is broadcast that out into the world for people to hear and to record on their own private ledgers. But unless you do something more, this system is absurdly bad. How could you get everyone to agree on what the right ledger is? When Bob receives a transaction, like Alice pays Bob 10 ledger dollars, how can he be sure that everyone else received and believes that same transaction? That he'll be able to later on go to Charlie and use those same 10 ledger dollars to make a transaction. Really, imagine yourself just listening to transactions being broadcast. How can you be sure that everyone else is recording the same transactions and in the same order? This is really the heart of the issue. This is an interesting puzzle. Can you come up with a protocol for how to accept or reject transactions and in what order, so that you can feel confident that anyone else in the world who's following that same protocol has a personal ledger that looks the same as yours? This is the problem addressed in the original Bitcoin paper. At a high level, the solution that Bitcoin offers is to trust whichever ledger has the most computational work put into it. I'll take a moment to explain exactly what that means. It involves this thing called a cryptographic hash function. The general idea that we'll build to is that if you use computational work as a basis for what to trust, you can make it so that fraudulent transactions and conflicting ledgers would require an infeasible amount of computation to bring about. Again, I'll remind you that this is getting well into the weeds beyond what anyone would need to know just to use a currency like this. But it's a really cool idea, and if you understand it, you understand the heart of Bitcoin and of other cryptocurrencies. So first things first, what's a hash function? The inputs for one of these functions can be any kind of message or file. It really doesn't matter. And the output is a string of bits with some kind of fixed length, like 256 bits. This output is called the hash or the digest of the message. And the intent is that it looks random. It's not random. It always gives the same output for a given input. But the idea is that if you slightly change the input, maybe editing just one of the characters, the resulting hash changes completely. In fact, for the hash function that I'm showing here, called SHA-256, the way the output changes as you slightly change that input is entirely unpredictable. You see, this is not just any hash function. It's a cryptographic hash function. That means it's infeasible to compute in the reverse direction. If I show you some string of ones and zeros and ask you to find an input so that the SHA-256 hash of that input gives this exact string of bits, you will have no better method than to just guess and check. And again, if you want a feel for how much computation would be needed to go through 2 to the 256 guesses, just take a look at the supplement video. I actually had way too much fun writing that thing. You might think that if you just really dig into the details of how exactly this function works, you could reverse engineer the appropriate input without having to guess and check. But no one has ever figured out a way to do that. Interestingly, there's no cold, hard, rigorous proof that it's hard to compute in the reverse direction. And yet, a huge amount of modern security depends on cryptographic hash functions and the idea that they have this property. If you were to look at what algorithms underlie the secure connection that your browser is making with YouTube right now, or that it makes with your bank, you will likely see the name SHA-256 show up in there. For right now, our focus will just be on how such a function can prove that a particular list of transactions is associated with a large amount of computational effort. Imagine someone shows you a list of transactions, and they say, "Hey, I found a special number, so that when you put that number at the end of this list of transactions and apply SHA-256 to the entire thing, the first 30 bits of that output are all zeros." How hard do you think it was for them to find that number? Well, for a random message, the probability that a hash happens to start with 30 successive zeros is 1 in 2 to the 30, which is about 1 in a billion. And because SHA-256 is a cryptographic hash function, the only way to find a special number like that is just guessing and checking. So this person almost certainly had to go through about a billion different numbers before finding this special one. And once you know that number, it's really quick to verify. You just run the hash and see that there are 30 zeros. So in other words, you can verify that they went through a large amount of work, but without having to go through that same effort yourself. This is called a proof of work. And importantly, all of this work is intrinsically tied to the list of transactions. If you change one of those transactions, even slightly, it would completely change the hash. So you'd have to go through another billion guesses to find a new proof of work, a new number that makes it so that the hash of the altered list, together with this new number, starts with 30 zeros. So now think back to our distributed ledger situation. Everyone is there broadcasting transactions, and we want a way for them to agree on what the correct ledger is. As I said, the core idea behind the original Bitcoin paper is to have everyone trust whichever ledger has the most work put into it. The way this works is to first organize a given ledger into blocks, where each block consists of a list of transactions together with a proof of work. That is, a special number so that the hash of the whole block starts with a bunch of zeros. For the moment, let's say that it has to start with, 60 zeros. But later, we'll return back to a more systematic way you might want to choose that number. In the same way that a transaction is only considered valid when it's signed by the sender, a block is only considered valid if it has a proof of work. And also, to make sure that there's a standard order to these blocks, we'll make it so that a block has to contain the hash of the previous block at its header. That way, if you were to go back and change any one of the blocks, or to swap the order of two blocks, it would change the block that comes after it, which changes that block's hash, which changes the one that comes after it, and so on. That would require redoing all of the work, finding a new special number for each of these blocks that makes their hashes start with 60 zeros. Because blocks are chained together like this, instead of calling it a ledger, it's common to call it a blockchain. As part of our updated protocol, we'll now allow anyone in the world to be a block creator. What that means is that they're going to listen to transactions being broadcast, collect them into some block, and then do a whole bunch of work to find a special number that makes the hash of that block start with 60 zeros. And once they find it, they broadcast out the block they found. To reward a block creator for all this work, when she puts together a block, we'll allow her to include a very special transaction at the top of it, in which she gets, say, 10 ledger dollars out of thin air. This is called the block reward, and it's an exception to our usual rules about whether or not to accept transactions. It doesn't come from anyone, so it doesn't have to be signed. And it also means that the total number of ledger dollars in our economy increases with each new block. Creating blocks is often called mining, since it requires doing a lot of work, and it introduces new bits of currency into the economy. But when you hear or read about miners, keep in mind that what they're really doing is listening for transactions, creating blocks, broadcasting those blocks, and getting rewarded with new money for doing so. From the miner's perspective, each block is kind of like a miniature lottery, where everyone is guessing numbers as fast as they can until one lucky individual finds a special number that makes the hash of the block start with many zeros, and they get the reward. For anyone else who just wants to use this system to make payments, instead of listening for transactions, they all start listening just for blocks being broadcast by miners and updating their own personal copies of the blockchain. Now, the key addition to our protocol is that if you hear two distinct blockchains with conflicting transaction histories, you defer to the longest one, the one with the most work put into it. If there's a tie, just wait until you hear an additional block that makes one of them longer. So even though there's no central authority and everyone is maintaining their own copy of the blockchain, if everyone agrees to give preference to whichever blockchain has the most work put into it, we have a way to arrive at decentralized consensus. To see why this makes for a trustworthy system and to understand at what point you should trust that a payment is legit, it's actually really helpful to walk through exactly what it would take to fool someone using this system. Maybe Alice is trying to fool Bob with a fraudulent block. Namely, she tries to send him one that includes her paying him 100 ledger dollars, but without broadcasting that block to the rest of the network. That way, everyone else still thinks that she has those 100 ledger dollars. To do this, she would have to find a valid proof of work before all of the other miners, each working on their own block. And that could definitely happen. Maybe Alice just happens to win this miniature lottery before everyone else. But Bob is still going to be hearing the broadcasts made by other miners. So to keep him believing this fraudulent block, Alice would have to do all of the work herself to keep adding blocks on this special fork in Bob's blockchain that's different from what he's hearing from the rest of the miners. Remember, as per the protocol, Bob always trusts the longest chain that he knows about. Alice might be able to keep this up for a few blocks if, just by chance, she happens to find blocks more quickly than the rest of the miners on the network all combined. But unless she has close to 50% of the computing resources among all of the miners, the probability becomes overwhelming that the blockchain that all of the other miners are working on grows faster than the single fraudulent blockchain that Alice is feeding to Bob. So, after enough time, Bob's just going to reject what he's hearing from Alice in favor of the longer chain that everyone else is working on. Notice, that means that you shouldn't necessarily trust a new block that you hear immediately. Instead, you should wait for several new blocks to be added on top of it. If you still haven't heard of any longer blockchains, you can trust that this block is part of the same chain that everyone else is using. And with that, we've hit all the main ideas. This distributed ledger system based on a proof of work is more or less how the Bitcoin protocol works and how many other cryptocurrencies work. There's just a few details to clear up. Earlier, I said that the proof of work might be to find a special number so that the hash of the block starts with 60 zeros. Well, the way the actual Bitcoin protocol works is to periodically change that number of zeros so that it should take, on average, 10 minutes to find a new block. So as there are more and more miners added to the network, the challenge actually gets harder and harder in such a way that this miniature lottery only has about one winner every 10 minutes. Many newer cryptocurrencies actually have much shorter block times than that. And all of the money in Bitcoin ultimately comes from some block reward. In the beginning, these rewards were 50 Bitcoin per block. There's actually a great website you can go to called Block Explorer that makes it easy to look through the Bitcoin blockchain. And if you look at the very first few blocks on the chain, they contain no transactions other than that 50 Bitcoin reward to the miner. But every 210,000 blocks, which is about every 4 years, that reward gets cut in half. So right now, the reward is 12.5 Bitcoin per block. And because this reward decreases geometrically over time, it means there will never be more than 21 million Bitcoin in existence. However, this doesn't mean that miners will stop earning money. In addition to the block reward, miners can also pick up transaction fees. The way this works is that whenever you make a payment, you can purely optionally include a little transaction fee with it that's going to go to the miner of whichever block includes that payment. The reason you might do that is to incentivize miners to actually include the transaction that you broadcast into the next block. You see, in Bitcoin, each block is limited to about 2,400 transactions, which many critics argue is unnecessarily restrictive. For comparison, Visa processes an average of about 1,700 transactions per second, and they're capable of handling more than 24,000 per second. This comparatively slow processing on Bitcoin makes for higher transaction fees, since that's what determines which transactions miners choose to include in a new block. All of this is far from a comprehensive coverage of cryptocurrencies. There are still many nuances and alternate design choices that I haven't even touched. But my hope is that this can provide a stable wait-but-why-style tree trunk of understanding for anyone looking to add a few more branches with further reading. Like I said at the start, one of the motives behind this is that a lot of money has started flowing towards cryptocurrencies. And even though I don't want to make any claims about whether that's a good or bad investment, I really do think that it's healthy for people getting into the game to at least know the fundamentals of the technology. As always, my sincerest thanks to those of you making this channel possible on Patreon. I understand that not everyone is in a position to contribute.
Okay, so it's a great, for me, that was a great video on what the blockchain, how the blockchain works, and, you know, what Bitcoin is, and that's his version of it all. So phenomenal work there. And I think, you know, on how Bitcoin works and how the other cryptocurrency works within the blockchain and how that is actually put together. So we're going to do other ones just like this. I think it's very, very, very important that we know so that we can put ourselves in a position to understand what's going on and to strategize. Now, if you look at this whole system of the blockchain and how the cryptocurrencies work, it's really, really critical that we know that it's not some pie in the sky, okay? But it does have leverage, and we want to maximize on that leverage for acquiring some real assets. So before our guest comes in, our guest is here. Our guest is here, so we're going to go to our guest real quick. But before we go to our guest, we got my man L.A. Ramon that's on, and he has a question. So I'm going to go ahead and pull up L.A. Ramon so he can ask his question. Then I'm going to pull up our guest. So let me pull up our guest real quick just to put him on, to let him know we see him and we're ready to have him. So 1 second, let me unmute the guest. Big Game James, you there?
I am here.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Welcome to Tando Radio Show. Thank you for taking out some of your time. James Wealthy is our guest, and he's going to be talking about a very important, in my estimation, a very, very important token that is going to be coming out that he's a part of and critical for some of the advantages going forward in the overall cryptocurrency space. So, James, if you would just hold on real quick, then I'm going to introduce you. We have a caller that's in queue that had a question about the video that we played. Then we're going to get right to you. James, at the top of the hour, we got to take our first break, just so you know. Okay?
Okay. Sure.
Okay, fantastic. We're going to go to my man, L.A. Ramon. L.A. Ramon, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question and comment?
Good day, Dave.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hope the same for you.
Yes, definitely.
Really glad that you played that video because we were, Roz and myself was having that comment. Having a conversation about that on the community website about, you know, looking into, for us to try to look into things that are hidden. Basically looking at the platform as opposed to looking at, you know, the immediate gratification of the Bitcoin. We were talking about looking into the mining. In another area, this will be my question. Do you see us in also in the security sector, like what Value Shuffle and all of them are doing? Because a lot of these ICOs are producing major needs for security software that's not really out there, and they're starting to make, you know, it's really starting to become a real big demand for people to get involved in the security of Bitcoin. And my last question will be, what do you think about the Bitcoin ATM that people like Ghostface Killer has just decided to take hold into a company that's getting ready to offer themselves up? And I'll mute my line.
Great, great question, L.A. Ramon. Yes, is for your first part of the question about the security. Security in the cryptocurrencies is paramount, because one thing that you can guarantee is that regardless of how well your security is and how well your platform works, it definitely is vulnerable to a very well-organized and capable hacker. Everything is hack-proof. I mean, everything is hackable. Nothing is hack-proof. So security is going to be paramount, and we have to keep that in mind. One of the most important things with the cryptocurrencies is always going to be that you can never, ever, ever ignore the security aspect, because remember, it's digital, and you didn't create the overall digital sphere in the digital environment. So you want to have to keep that in mind when it comes to the cryptocurrencies, because it's not crypto money, it's cryptocurrency. So very, very, very important, because as it starts to increase in value, I mean, look at where it is right now. Well, before we started the show, Bitcoin was at $8,040 for one. I haven't checked since, and it could be anywhere right now. It could be at 81. $8,100 or $8,200. Not quite sure, but just to say that the value of it, and because value is derived from what? Confidence. And more people are engaging in the cryptocurrency and in Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies because they're having more confidence in it, and that is pushing up the overall value of it, or the ability to have a medium of exchange with it. And that's what's driving the overall price direction. And believe me, that is going to definitely attract the attention of hackers. So security is going to be paramount. Your second question about the ATMs, I'm going to tell you, ATMs, digital, terminals, the cryptocurrency space is going to only grow. The reason being is because that's where the economy is demanding for things to be moved in that direction and is actually being funneled that way. So yes, there are so many opportunities that will be there, but I will definitely say have a strategic plan when you go into the cryptocurrency world. Very, very important. And great, great question. And what I want to do real quick is I want to introduce to you all, before we go to our commercial break, a great, great brother, great, great individual that you're going to be hearing a lot about. And this brother is going to tell you about an actual token that he is working with others to develop, and the overall functionality of it, and the utilization of it, and how powerful it is. His name is James Wealthy. James Wealthy is a business associate of mine, which I'm proud to have. And this brother is dynamic, a real, real go-getter. And his overall, you know, business, you know, acclimate is great. And you're going to hear a lot from James Wealthy, and he will tell you about himself. And what I love, really love about James is he has a real passion, and he really, really wants to centralize where, in an asymmetrical way, where you and I can have collective prudence and develop generational wealth. And this brother is extremely, extremely dynamic, and you will see that for some of you with inside of Coins of Change. James, you're going to see more and more of him coming forward in the future, especially with us. So, Brother James Wealthy, welcome to Tando Radio Show. First time on the show, will not be the last, and our listeners will definitely become very, very fond of your work and your overall heart, brother. So I greatly appreciate. Thank you for coming on the Tando Radio Show. What's up, Big Game? I call him Big Game James. What's up, Big Game?
Man, listen, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate that, Dave, man. It's an honor to be here with you. I'm excited about it. And I brought another special guest. I know you had E scheduled to be on here, but I thought it would just wouldn't be robbery for me to bring the actual CEO of XBounty himself, Mr. Chuck. He's also on the line. Chuck Yang is on the line, ready to communicate as well. But I wanted to say again, thank
Fantastic.
You for giving us the time, man. Listen, giving us the time to share our vision, to be able to bring new exciting concepts in this most exciting part of the world, which is the cryptocurrency space. And I really believe that this opportunity is an opportunity of a lifetime. And opportunities of a lifetime must be seized in a lifetime of the opportunity. And it's so important, like what you're doing, is creating platforms and dialogue and communication for people to even get this level of knowledge and information is so important. So I really commend you for that, and also sharing platforms, because it's not easy for people to share information. Just because we get it doesn't mean that we always share it. So thank you. So go ahead. Let it go.
Hey, you guys. Well, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to cut. How you doing? So I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, James. And
Chuck,
yeah.
Hey, you guys. Hey, I'm Chuck Yang. I'm the founder of XBounty. Yes. I just wanted to say hi and thanks for having me on the show. I'll let you guys, you know, you guys can ask the questions and stuff, and I'll answer what I could, or we could just conversate.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, welcome, Chuck, to Tando Radio Show. And Tando means love, and that's what this platform is all about. Right. And my brother, you're a friend of mine. If you know James Wealthy and you're a part of what you and James are building, I absolutely resonate with it, you know, wholeheartedly, and I'm glad to have you on. James told me so much about XBounty, and I was really, really just, as James will tell you, when he told me, my eyes, you know, were bigger than my head because of the overall, the utility of it and how powerful this actual platform and this token will be. I just want to thank you guys for actually being some of the key creators and developing this actual token that our overall audience and the general population can use to their advantage, and is much further than what people, when they hear about this, the overall aspect of this is so, so great. So welcome to Tando Radio Show, and we look forward to you and James coming back on to give us updates as to where the token is and how our overall listeners can engage in it, and what the real direction of it. Very, you know, you really don't hear the creators of something coming on to present their overall work. But here you have, you know, two of the creators and the facilitators of this great token, and we're going to talk about when we come out of the commercial break. And I want you to really hear what this token is all about, because I think you will be as surprised and see the potential in it that I saw in it. And I'm looking forward to working with Chuck and working with James and anything that I can do to perpetuate the overall momentum of this token, because that's great. It's so, so needed. So listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, you know the number. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we're going to be talking about, in this second hour, we're going to be talking about X-Bounty and what that means for our community and what that means for us individually and for our family. That is what we're going to be talking about. We got Chuck, and who is one of the creators or the creator of X Bounty, and James Wealthy, who is one of the facilitators and developers of and a critical member within the X Bounty token that's going to be made available relatively soon. I'm looking forward to it. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Don't be shy. You know, as we always say, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Jump in, ask your questions after you hear about X Bounty. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. This is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6, and we have a live show for you today, and we're going to be talking about X Bounty in the second hour of the show. We have James Wealthy here online, one of the facilitators of the X Bounty and one of the creators of X Bounty. Chuck is on the line as well. This is a great opportunity for us to actually engage in the cryptocurrency space. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, 1 hour is, you know, we only have 1 hour left in the show, but that is nowhere near enough to actually explain this. But I want to, who better to hear about X Bounty than from the actual creators and some of the facilitators inside of X Bounty. So we have James Wealthy and Chuck that's going to explain what X Bounty is and why this is so critical. And believe me, how you can use X Bounty is really, the utility of it is phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. And then at any time, once we start to open up for calls, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Now, what I do want to say before we go to James and Chuck is don't just think of X Bounty. Don't put X Bounty just in a box where it only does one thing. It does not do one thing. It does many, many things. And these are just some of the things that you can actually, some of the suggestions and what will be offered to the general population is so great. It actually will be able for you to monetize your daily activities is really what X Bounty is really about. To monetize your daily activities. And that brings value to who? to you. So with that being said, I want to go to James, Wealthy, and Chuck, who better to explain what X Bounty is. James and Chuck, welcome to Tando Radio Show. And if you gentlemen would, just tell us about X Bounty. What is it about, and why is it so important? I know why it's so important, but introduce it to our overall global audience that listens to Tando Radio Show.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. I believe that, like I said before, that this is one of the greatest hours that we could be in, especially in the area of cryptocurrency, as well as this technology is growing at such a rapid pace. And for those individuals that are familiar with, of course, Bitcoin is now at $8,000, which many people thought it never would reach that. We do know that Bitcoin started at 1 cent. And for those individuals that had that opportunity to get a hold to that was one of those individuals right now would be worth millions of dollars, all because they invested it at that time. So with that said, I wanted to say that X Bounty basically is a simple platform that's designed out to, it's basically is a decentralized anonymous tipsters platform, and there are multiple facets for that. And the reason why, yeah, I think that it's very valuable is because I'm from Chicago, a.k.a. Chirac, where less than 30% of homicides are being solved. And oftentimes the reason, what one of those causes of why they're not being solved is because people find themselves in fear, or because of information that they like to communicate, but because of certain things that would happen to them and their families, they can't communicate that. That would be one example. So what X Bounty has been done, and of course Chuck is an amazing visionary to have, and the CEO and founder of the company, and that's why I invited him to be a part of this, to make sure our audience got a clear picture of what the thought was when this came about. But what X Bounty does is going to literally change communities. It's literally going to bridge a gap between the community and law enforcement and other places where people could actually communicate in a way that is anonymous and be rewarded for it. That's why it's called an X Bounty. So there will be a reward for information that will be given. It will be a reward for people to be able to police themselves and make sure that everyone is being held accountable for their actions in communities. And sometimes, you know, of course, I'm from, again, like I said, Chicago, Chirac, and people say snitches get stitches. And that sounds like a great phrase when it's not your family. And when it's your brother or when it's your sister or your mother, you're looking for someone to have some answers. And X Bounty actually provides a platform for someone to maybe bring some closure to someone's family, to say, you know, that they may not have been taken out of this world prematurely in vain because someone has been brought to justice because of that. And that's just one utility. Another utility is that the fact that it will cause crime prevention to come down, that people say, hey, well, maybe I might not want to do that because someone may be watching from that standpoint. But that's just two aspects of it. Of course, the other utilities would range anywhere from education, stem cell research. What if there was a reward on when you do a mathematical equation that could cure cancer, that could change the lives of the dynamics where there's now a reward? And as I believe that one of the reasons why most people don't do better, or evil prevails when good men do nothing. Evil prevails when good men do nothing. And I believe that it's one of those tokens, and tokens meaning that just like Bitcoin is an asset. Some would call it a currency, but it's an asset, and that's how you invest in it. You invest in it for long-term growth, that it will have a greater value than what it has today. And X Bounty is one of those as well. So I just wanted to lay that foundation so our audience kind of get a backdrop of what it is, and I want Chuck to join us to kind of give the audience a picture of what his original thought was when he designed this, and he brought me in as an advisor and a part of the executive advisory board, of course, with Jeff Hoffman, the co-founder of Priceline.com, over an $80 billion company. So we really have a very good team that's working on this project. But Chuck, go ahead and share with the audience what exactly your vision was when you created
X Bounty.
All right, you guys. Hey, thanks for having me on the show, David.
So, definitely, Chuck. Definitely. Welcome.
Yes. So, like, you know, I'm actually, you know, from the streets too, you know? So I've done a lot of bad things in my life, you know, but, you know, being in that type of business, in the underground world, you know, you have to think of things that could happen to you, you know? And being from both sides, yeah. You know, I've got a, you know, really good family too, you know? But at the same time, let's say I was thinking of things such as what could stop me, you know? And when I came up with this X Bounty, you know, I thought about the blockchain before blockchain was even... I've seen blockchain in my head before blockchain was even coded, you know? I saw the system in my head, and I knew about it, and I knew that that was the solution if anybody was trying to... would try to stop me on the things that I've done, you know? So when I thought about that, then I, you know, I had a... And when I came up with a solution, I had to go against my principles. You know, I had to say, hey, man, you know, this is something that is so unique, and it came to me. It came to me out of nowhere. You know, I thought about it, and I was like, man, this is something that is so powerful that if it's released out there, it would stop people like us, you know, like me, or my buddies, or, you know, everybody else, you know? So I did come from that, you know, from the streets, so I thought I'd let you guys know, you know. And then when I thought about that system, I was like, man, you know, all my friends, a lot of people, you know, some of my friends, they might not even want to be part of this. They don't want to be near me, you know, once I started this. So that's why it didn't come out yet until, you know, Ethereum came out with their smart contracts. And then when they came out with their smart contract, they had the coding, but then I had the formula in my head, and I applied it towards Ethereum. So that's where it was kind of born. I just figured, hey, man, if somebody comes up with a system like this where these anonymous tipster would never be found and they could actually get paid for, this is something that is just revolutionary. It's just something that if somebody comes up with a system like this, then it would completely decimate just almost every criminal enterprise out there. You know, this is just something where I kept in my heart and I said, this should never be released, you know? And then as I got older, I was like, man, you know, things change. You know, you change your life, you start doing good things, and you start going towards the positive side. And then once I started going towards the positive side, I was still afraid to release it. You know, I was like, hey, man, this is just something that, you know, it'll put me in danger if I release this. But then I decided, look, you know, there is no fear. I've done enough, you know. I might as well just give something back into the community that's going to help out in a positive way. So I drew it all up. I drew everything. I sketched it up. And then I wrote the white paper, and I delivered it. Once I delivered it, to Opinder and Jitendra. Jitendra, he's part of the consensus too, which is a part of the Ethereum consensus. And once I delivered it to them, they said they weren't able to sleep for days. They called me, and they said that it was the most genius idea. They said, this is Nakamoto 2.0. This is the holy grail. This is the second Bitcoin. So when they said that, I couldn't at all too, because I said the moment I delivered to you guys, I was worried and I was sick. I didn't know if it was just some crazy idea, but they said this is a genius white paper that you wrote. And then once they did that, they passed it on to Sunil Argavar, which he is like the godfather of blockchain in India, in all of India. As of right now, even Opinder and Pushkar and Jitendra, they're working with the government of India to actually teach them blockchain. So that's how with X Bounty, we're in that type of level, you know. And then especially with Sunil, he offered to write. He saw it. He saw that white paper, and he said, look, in order to bring this out, you guys are going to have to let me write this. And I want to take this somewhere. So he offered to write it for free. because he's been writing, he's written white papers for other companies, and they've been out there, you know, they've made it out there. So he said, look, I'll write this out for free, and you know, I'll improve on this, I'll add more on top of this. So that's really where X Bounty is. You know, what it is just, it's a system where there's a problem, and if you solve it, then you get rewarded on it. And then what we do with X Bounty is we're the mitigators. We mitigate it. Everything is tied in within a smart contract. So let's say if it goes from the anonymous tipster and it goes through our platform, we transfer. We would change the cryptography on it. You know, there we have a system, a zero knowledge proof system, right, that we apply towards within our platform. So, like, you guys don't know much about, like, DK Snarks or zero knowledge, but if you guys look it up, it's like the newest, hottest thing. You know, it's the thing that keeps people in full anonymity, and what it does is it guarantees anonymous, right? Because there's other tip hotlines out there that you could actually call on the phone. But that has no proven system to actually, it does not prove it, that it guarantees their anonymity, you know? But what zero knowledge is, what it does, is just what the zero knowledge proof is, we prove it that we could guarantee that a person could be anonymous. And they will still get rewarded on that, too. So with that, then once the anonymous tipster send in the information, we would transfer that through. We would decrypt it in our system, and it'll be in the platform, which is public and transparent. So just like any ledger, because basically blockchain is all based on ledgers going back and forth. In our system, it'll show the ledgers, and the ledgers will just show all the information, the photos and everything that goes through our platform to the other end, which it could be, you know, the FBI, the cops, it could be a business. It could be the insurance companies. If they have I'm stuck. If they have like a fraud,
no, you're good. Sure, a fraud case
like that, right? A fraud case. That's the word. So let's say every single one of these cases, if they have a fraud case or whatever, they could post it up there. Everything will be transparent. They will never know who the anonymous tipster is. It's just to protect the tipster. And then once it gets into that side, what it does is everything is tied in into a multi-sig. So it has to be checked off before anything is released, and it has to be confirmed. Well, they can't just, you know, anybody can send anything. You know, it's just like all these spams. But what we have is we have a three-level system, which, you know, we have a silver, bronze, and gold system, in which we have to kind of filter through all those spam that's being sent, or maybe, you know, everything that's being tipped in. And then once everybody signs up on the multi-sig, it gets released, and then it goes directly to the tipster's wallet. So we don't even have to know about the tipster. We don't need to know. As long as everything's verified and everything, they get their funds, and then that's it, you know?
And here's the thing, Gabe, and I just want to lay the foundation. Chuck is the Einstein of this project. Trust me. How his mind thinks is at least 20 years ahead, okay? So as the advisor and the head advisor for X Bounty, I like to simplify for our audience, because the challenge maybe for some of our listeners is that the information may be too much for them to understand. So in short term, X Bounty really will bridge gaps. It literally will cause insurance companies, any type of business, if your car was stolen, you could put an X bounty on that. If a child is abducted, you could put an X bounty. What are the chances of a child being found now? You know, just imagine how it's going to help our community. And everyone that's on this call, I would believe you have a fairly intelligent group of individuals that's on this call. Everyone wants to live in a nice neighborhood and raise their children in a nice place. And their children go to a fairly decent school and have a fairly decent community. And even people that are in the hood
they desire the same thing. So it's not who is and who's not, or, and what's good and what's not. We believe with X-Bounty is going to allow that playing field be a little bit more level to be able to help on out for people to live a better life and cut down on some of the crime, some of the senseless crime that's taking place in a lot of areas all around the world.
You know, James and Chuck, I absolutely love this. And let me just say this real quick, because we're going to we have a break in 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and then we want to open up for questions, because we have a lot of questions and comments that people want to make. I love it. Now, let me tell you, one of the things when James first introduced me to X-Bounty, I said, oh, my goodness, James, this is so phenomenal. Not only can you use X-Bounty from the advent of benevolent enforcement, where the community is engaged and wants to ensure that the community is as safe as it possibly can be. But it's even beyond that. It goes into where, how many times have you, as anyone ever given a referral or given a suggestion or given a tip or given advice to someone that was beneficial to them and there was no monetary return for them for giving that? Well, X-Bounty, you can actually put an X-Bounty in. Let's say you're trying to find an apartment. Let's say you're trying to find a job. Let's say you're trying to find a specialist in something. You could put an X-Bounty out for that, and who benefits from that, and then you can actually be paid for that. How many times have we looked for something? Let's say we go somewhere new in a different city. We don't know where anything is. First thing that you should be doing is checking X-Bounty for whatever it is that you want, and then you can actually find some of the best options for yourself. That's what X-Bounty is really about, is monetizing options for the everyday person. And also you can use it to ensure that the justice system is doing what it's supposed to do, because everyone is watching, because you can place bounties on everything. And this is the scope and dynamics of this is so vast. Everyone, when you think about relationships, every relationship that you have can actually be monetized or triggered for a benevolent financial gain for both the receiver and the sender and the anonymous and those that receive it, because that's what relationship is. Every engagement now can be monetized. And that's from a benevolent standpoint, not a malevolent one. Yes, there's, you know, no, this is not a, you know, something that's a bad thing. It's something that is necessary. And as Chuck, you know, one of the things that you always want to do is that if you find a problem, a major problem, and provide some solutions to it, the whole world will need it. And that's what, yeah. you know, that's really what these gentlemen have put together. Chuck and James as one of the investors and on the advisory board. Don't think that there could be anyone better than that. And so the utility of this is phenomenal. Let's say you're a real estate broker. How many of us, you know, if you're looking for a home and someone, you know, you could put an X-Bounty on a specific home that you're looking for and what you want, and then that realtor can actually say, well, I have the perfect one here that you would have never known about because of all of the vast information and advertisement. I like to say this is where the fast talk of sales is met by the slow walk of service. Right here, X-Bounty. X-Bounty. So I absolutely love that, James and Chuck. So would love to hear, you know, your thoughts in creating this. And when did you guys really realize how important this can be? Because, you know, I know, Chuck, that you started off with an intention, and you and I'm glad that you actually knew about the blockchain, and you, even before it was introduced to the general population. And as you said, from your background and your life experience, you knew that such information, such an opportunity would deter some of the things that we all have done that were wrong in society. And that's what's so powerful about this benevolent approach to making sure that we are getting exactly what's owed and what's due. So when did you guys really say, oh my goodness, you know, this is really reaching far beyond what we really intended to create? It's even further than that.
To
deal with that was just a criminal area. That's just one small thing, you know. There's actually, for example, like, just imagine the pharmaceutical companies. This is a system that the pharmaceutical companies will fear. You know, there's a lot of cures out there. There's cures out there that some of these people,
right, Chuck,
some of these inventors, they've got the system. They've got the solution already. But they're afraid to come out. They're afraid to come out because they don't want to despair, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of
right, Chuck.
A lot of problems out there that have been solved. And this is just, this gives the voice for the people that could solve the problem and they could still stay anonymous. You know, you know, some of these things that there's people with great solutions out there that they don't want to come out. They don't want to come out because they don't want to be known. You know, exactly. This is like, for example, just the Bitcoin, right? Nakamoto, Satoshi Nakamoto, all right? He cannot come out, you know, because the solution that he solved for the financial system, for the whole
world,
he cannot come out. You know, if he comes out, what do you think would happen? He has to think about his life. That's why he had to stay anonymous. And having a system like this where we could send out information and data anonymously, it's just something that, man, this is just, man, it's just so much to it, you know? Like, we're just touching just a little bit of it. You know, there's so much more
right.
to it. Yeah, inventions for, like, the auto industry, you know? Such as that, you know? Where, you know, these tycoons, with this system, it could be where a small person can actually take down a tycoon, you know, a giant, you know? Having a system like that. And that's one of the reasons why I had to bring it out, and this is a system where I just told myself, look, I cannot hide it inside me. I had to bring it out. You know, I had to bring it out and share it with the world. And, you know, if I had, like I was telling James, if I have to die for it, you know, I would. You know, because, hey, it is what it is, you know.
it's okay to die when you fight for life, because prosperity will surely come. So that's all of our cause here. And so, but go ahead, James. I know you wanted to jump
what
in.
I was going to say was when one day Chuck and I were together, and it's like when you hear the idea, and it's like you hear it, but then you hear it again. And you just tell me a moment ago, it's like now you see it, like you could see something, but then you didn't see how clear it was, right? And now I spent one day we were together, and I said, Chuck, I said, you know, God gave you this idea. I said, I'm not sure if you know this. I said, because flesh and blood could not have revealed this to you. This is something so big that you could not have come up with on your own. It literally will change the world. I said, you have to understand that. And everybody is not, don't like that. But at the same time, individuals that have changed the world had burdens. And that's what Chuck was burdened by, the idea of it, saying, listen, I have to get this out to the world. And the interesting part about it is just only one piece to it. I mean, there's a positive side, there's a negative side to it. Of course, right now, who's Larry Flint, has a $10 million reward out for anyone that could impeach President Trump. Now, I'm not, you know, that's a whole other political conversation. However, the reality of it is if he had an X bounty on that, the way the system is set up, 3% of that would go to the ecosystem, which if, for those calculating, that's about $300,000 on a $10 million reward, right? And people will be paid out in X bounty tokens, which is another whole other layout that gives us another platform to be able to see a token grow up from its infancy state to what's called like a Bitcoin. Because a lot of your tokens that are there, whether they're altcoins, which is alternative coins outside of the Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin, the altcoins are now starting to grow up, and they're going to become the elder statesmen of the new tokens like XBounty, right? And they'll just keep on growing. And this process, XBounty, I mean, not like XBounty, like Bitcoin. Bitcoin is showing the exact example of what a lot of, or even most of the tokens that are in the marketplace right now are going to do. It's just a snapshot of what the small ones, Litecoin, all of these coins are growing, and at the same time, right now, they're like 300-400% more than they were a year ago. So I think that's the beautiful part about it, David. So yeah, just let us know what do you have here.
You know, I really would love for you guys to just tell our listeners before we go to the next commercial break, and then we'll open up for questions as well. And until we get some of the questions in, I know Scotty has some questions, and he wants to make a comment, has a question. Explain to the process of how a token goes through its ICO, pre-ICO stage and everything else, and what happens with that and how that will work for our overall listening audience, for the individuals that are into ICOs and into tokens and everything else. How do they get involved in that? And I would really like for you to explain that, because you know, you laid a great foundation on XBounty, but now how can some of our listeners follow XBounty, engage in XBounty, which is really, really important, because that's when it becomes the real solution, is when it's applied.
Go ahead, Chuck.
So we've been bootstrapping this without no other money. You know, most of these ICOs that come out, they've already got funded from the VCs. They've got $250,000 or $500,000 to work with before they even came out. You know, we've got out this far designing our DApp. We got our first DApp. It's on our GitHub. We've gotten this far. All the smart contracts, everything's been written. You know, everything that we've gotten, you know, we actually bootstrapped this without any VCs. So right now we're at a point where we're like, hey, man, we need the funds to we need funds to actually market this and take it to the next level. So what we're doing is we're offering pre-seed early adopters to get in. And what they would do is they would get a 25% bonus token on top of, what they do is they would donate the Ethereum or Ether to us, and we would return them, per Ether, it'll be 1,250 XB tokens. So that's what we're doing, and hopefully, you know, once this pre-seed fills up, then that's when we go into the ICO stage. But we're not going to go into like pre-ICO. We're just going to go straight into ICO. So right now, what we're doing is we're just actually looking getting pre-seed, because we didn't get any VCs or anything funded. We just bootstrapped this all the way to see how far we can go, and then now it's just. We're looking for pre-seeders so that we could actually take this to ICO.
Very much like crowdfunding, David, since we're talking about funds of change. And we know that President Barack Obama was in the same situation with Hillary Clinton. He didn't have as much money as Hillary Clinton. However, it was the people that got behind Barack Obama, President Barack Obama. And that's what changed and made the difference, when people came together and supported a cause that was bigger than themselves.
Crowdfunding. That's exactly it. Hold on, James, Chuck. We got a couple of callers in queue that's going to have some questions. So we're getting ready to go to our last break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation with Chuck and James Wealthy. Chuck is the creator of XBounty. James is a investor and on the advisory board for XBounty. You all have heard what XBounty is all about. Looking forward to some of your questions and some of your comments, and we will continue to talk about it and fill in some of so that you'll know exactly what X Bounty is all about. I'm looking forward to this actually going into the ICO stage, looking forward to that, and we want to get it there. And so the seeding would be great. So you're listening to the Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we are here talking with James Wealthy and Chuck, the creator of X Bounty. If you have any questions or comments, we have a couple of questions in queue. So definitely want to get to those individuals. I don't like to keep our callers waiting. So Chuck and James, are you ready to take a couple of questions from our listening audience?
Yes, yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, great, great. Definitely. If you like to, if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star to unmute you. We'll see you on the board, and we'll bring you up. First question, we're going to go to Scotty. Then we have another caller out of area code 909. We'll go to you. So, Scotty, go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Dave. Greetings to you, Chuck and James. Thank you for spending some time with our audience tonight.
Okay. Thanks for listening in, too, man.
This is the creator of Black Talk. Just let me real quick. Scotty is the creator of Black Talk Radio Network. And what I love about Scotty is hands-on on his network, James and Chuck. So I just wanted to tell you that. I didn't have time to let you know that.
Okay.
All right. Well, I really don't have a question. I mean, I have questions, but those are technical questions, and I don't want to take up a whole lot of time. But I just want to say that both of you, especially in the area of solving the crime problem in our communities around the nation, it just really resonated with me. I'm not sure if it was Chuck or James that said that they have a background of that street life, and so do I. Started gang banging at the age of 12 years old in Detroit, those times are long behind me. But because when we know better, we should do better, and I definitely know better at the age of 51 years old now. You know, that some of the stuff I was engaging in was foolishness. Although I do not condemn people, like Malcolm X said, you know, don't condemn people because they don't act like you, don't know what you know, because at one time you didn't know. So, you know, some of us, if we're going to be honest, we've been there. But this crime problem in our community, I feel like many of us black people become defensive whenever that subject comes up, because we do know that is used as a weapon to beat our community over the head with and say, hey, why you don't do something about this? Why you don't do something about that? And what about this? What about Chicago? What about, you know, all of that good stuff? And we become defensive, and often we sidestep having that conversation. And I've really been thinking about that lately, because I have three daughters. The oldest one is 25. Earlier this year, she had a male friend who was selling drugs in Charlotte, okay? But we don't live in Charlotte. We live in a rural area. You know, my daughter isn't in that life. But, you know, she don't judge people. And she's known this guy since they were in elementary school. He lived right down the street from us. But he was recently murdered in Charlotte while sitting on a porch. And then some guys just who were rival drug dealers just ran up on him and killed him. And like you said, to this day, nobody don't know nothing. Okay. And that no snitching stuff, to me, you know, that has been used to our detriment. And we had to understand where that comes from and how it was also promoted through mainstream radio. You know, that whole
right.
no snitching stuff. And it just really, you know, my daughter was hurt, man. She was really hurt for weeks and what have you. Was going down there to spend time with the young man's mother, and they weren't in any kind of relationship other than a platonic friendship. But that was her friend that she had known since elementary school. And then when I saw his grandfather, you know, who I've known for quite some time, I was like, man, that just makes me angry. That makes me angry, you know, because I find that to be cowardly. You know, you just run up on this kid, and he wasn't no big, burly kid that, you know, you would be afraid to get into a physical fight with him. But just how easily they snuffed his life out like that. And then, you know, the impact that I saw it had on people in here who knew him. So I think that blockchain thing is a great, the X Bounty, what y'all were talking about. Yes, I stand behind it 100%. But I would even expand that to say that I will also make an offer to people who are slave catchers, and I refer to police as slave catchers because slavery was never abolished. Read the 13th Amendment. But just like WikiLeaks, a couple of years ago, I was putting it out there. Hey, if you a cop, you know you got dirty cops out there on the force. You know about this, that, and other. Yep. Why don't you send that information to us? I'm a nonprofit media organization. I will not divulge your name. However you send it to me, get the evidence to me. I put it out there publicly, just like WikiLeaks X-Bounty. Is doing. And so I could even see applying that X Bounty to these killer cops that's getting away with murder. And I just wanted to commend you guys and say what you are doing, this project, totally resonates with me, and I support it 100%. Thank you.
Wow. And let me just say this real right. quickly, everyone, what Scotty said. And James, real quick, and Chuck, really, really quickly. That is so critical because coming from, you all know that I was a former police officer in Los Angeles. And a lot of, whenever myself or my friends ever arrived on a scene, the overall, those that would do things when we weren't present would no longer do those things. And so it's critical that there's a culture within side of a culture, and X Bounty actually allows that culture to be able to police itself just from that standpoint. And then not only that, the benefit from it, from using it from referral base to have a reward for you helping someone out. The good Samaritan should never be starving. That's what's so powerful about this overall X Bounty, and that's why I absolutely resonate with it. So Chuck and James, if you would like to respond to Scotty, and we have another caller in queue, the floor is yours, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you so much, Scott, for taking it.
Scotty. Oh, I hope we didn't lose Scott. James.
No, I'm here. Actually, I think
okay.
Chuck.
Okay, got you.
So, thank you so much for allowing us to be able to share the vision and understanding how that works. So, what I would say is that, as I said before, evil prevails when good men do nothing, and I just believe that that's a model that we have to all take advantage of, because today's society. That's the only thing that our children will be able to see. So if we're that example and they're watching how we're moving, how we're acting, regardless of where people are at, that's exactly what we need to be able to do.
So true. Phenomenal.
Yeah, that's what we should also be able to do. So yeah, I think that we're right on the money when it comes down to knowing what's right, and it's the difference between knowing what's right and doing what's right. Right? So that's that choice of that we all have to stand. We're going to have to still be accountable for, and even stand before God before and say, "Hey, listen, man, I knew it was right, but I didn't do it." You know, it's kind of that thing that people are going to have to live with, one way or the other. So thank you so much, David and Scott. Thank you for being able to just support such a cause.
Yes, phenomenal. Hey, Chuck and James, we got another caller in queue.
Go ahead.
Caller,
Ready for? Okay. Caller 909 area code. You're on with Chuck and James Wealthy of X Bounty. What is your question or comment for our special guest?
Hey, this is Hunter. I just had a quick question about the ICO.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All we have to do is fill out the white list, and then we donate from there?
Correct.
Yes, once you fill out the white list, then what we do is we send you an information with instructions on how to get into. Because what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to sign up for Coinbase, get your Ethereum in, and then there's an address in there where you could just actually deposit. And as soon as you deposit in, you'll get your tokens instantly. So you'll get your XP tokens. The only thing is that you won't be able to transfer it until the ICO is over. So as soon as the ICO is over, we'll be on an exchange, and as soon as the ICO is over, you can actually kind of play with it on the exchange or trade it and stuff.
Yeah, so the your tokens will automatically show up against my Ether address, right?
Yep. Exactly. Yep, your wallet. Yep, it'll be in your wallet.
Yep.
Okay.
But not yeah, so in the instruction, we won't tell you that. It'll tell you not to deposit it from your Coinbase. You'll either set up my Ether wallet or else MetaMask wallet.
MetaMask.
No, I got it. I got both of those.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in. The caller is well versed. He and I actually, you know, that's my people. That's my cryptocurrency people, and they know value right away when they hear it. And I know, and I never said anything to the caller about it, but I know his eyes went what, and so just like with me. So, and one thing that we're going to be doing here, Chuck and James, is that we're going to bring more of the opportunity in the cryptocurrency space where they can actually invest and become a part of some of the ICOs in the business direction of the future and get in at, you know, at the most optimum time in the very beginning. Because that's where, you know, I always say this, and James knows, he's heard me in some of my presentations. The key to a profit is not where you sell, is where you enter. You never buy an investment because you like it. You buy an investment because the seller is asking the wrong price. And the value of X Bounty right now is phenomenal to me. We got another caller that we want to go to out of NJ, out of New Jersey, James and Chuck. Here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name and what is your question and comment for James Wealthy and Chuck, the creator of X Bounty?
Greetings to you, Brother Dave. Peace and love to you, James and Chuck. Thanks for being on the line. James, I remember you from Coins of Change, from our calls, and a wonderful smile, brilliant brother. It's great to hear you speak. I just wanted to say what you all and Scotty were talking about deeply resonated with me. I'm another one too, ran the streets as well. Outgrew that and do the complete opposite now and have been for quite a long time. And, you know, the stop snitching thing really was something that was meant to protect people that were trying to fight for our liberation. And that phrase came about because of turncoats who would tell on the people who were trying to work towards justice and collapsing the system of white supremacy that we were in. And I found it telling that when you were discussing the whole idea of people being able to tell the truth and not, you know, feel that their lives would be in jeopardy because their names would be exposed. And it kind of took me back to what Martin Luther King did with the, all of them, with the bus boycott. And when people violated the bus boycott and decided to take the bus, they would get their behinds beat. You know, like the brothers in the movement would see them at the bus stop, like, listen, you're not getting on this bus. And they regulated the way our people were behaving if it was against the interest of everyone. And in this situation, I think it's a beautiful thing in regards to accountability, where if someone is an agent provocateur, or as Scotty might say, a proxy of this system, then we also should have the means to be able to let the community know that, you know, hey, this person is actually working with the enemy, they're not really working towards our best interest. And if they know what's being done, expose that information so that the truth is out there. So I just think, and like Scotty, I'm behind this like 1,000%, because there's so many things that are happening in our community that can be mitigated through a platform like this. And then at the same time, the person doesn't have to financially suffer as well, because of the fact that they're carrying this deep weight of truth on them, that they feel there's no means of being able to express it and get it out there for everyone to benefit from that knowledge and information. So again, I just want to say thank you guys so much for what you're doing. It is great to hear two strong black males doing what they're doing. Thanks to you, Scotty, for this platform. Thanks to you, Dave, for the show. And I'll just mute my line and listen to the rest of the show. Thank you very much, brothers.
Okay. No, thank you, man. Well, I appreciate you sharing with that, man. Wow. It's interesting, David, that you have allowed us to be able to share this. And here's the interesting thing about it. We have leveraged what we now know as technology. I mean, again, through the blockchain technology, this is something that's far beyond anything human. So it cannot be stopped. You know, even it can't be stopped. And it's doing exactly what what it's supposed to do. And it's not just only from a crime amongst one another, but even holding people that are in high positions accountable to their actions. There is something that some people may be familiar with, even judicial individuals that may not necessarily be operating at the standard that we brought them in office to do. That also could be utilized for that. So there's so many layers to this. I just wanted to say that we thank you for allowing us to share on that day. Who else we have on here?
Definitely. Well, James and Chuck, we're going to have you back just to give us updates because we're getting ready to end out the show. We have one other caller, and that's Brother Davis. He's also the co-host and host of the show on Wednesday here at Tando Radio Show. But I just want to just offer the opportunity for you guys to come back at any given time, and we need to know what's going on with X Bounty so that our audience can properly assess what's necessary for them to engage in this process, because that is where X Bounty becomes its true fruition of what it was created for. These gentlemen are instrumental in Chuck in creating it, James in actually getting the funding and being on the advisory board, but it's the people with the collective prudence of the energy of them all is going to make X Bounty be able to do what it was created to do and even more. That energy is what we have and what we're going to definitely promote. So, you know what? Let me get two more. We got one other caller out of New York, and then we're going to go to Brother Davis, and then we're going to end the show. But James and Chuck, if you would like to just hang around until we end the show, that'll be great. Let's go real quickly to New York.
Hey, David.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Yes. We just wanted to share with everyone, for more information, simply go to xbounty.io. xbounty.io. That's xbounty.io. Thank you so much. We appreciate you allowing
definitely
us to be on the show.
And before we get out of here, we're going to come back to that so everyone can
okay.
definitely get that information where they can find X Bounty and engage in it and follow it. So just two more quick questions. Real quick, out of New York, we got 2 minutes. So go ahead, Thomas.
Okay, bro, Dave. I had some articles, but you know what? I'll mute my line, brother. You go ahead. I like what I heard from the product. Thank you, brothers, for coming on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
You,
we'll definitely catch up.
New York, everybody, my friend.
Oh man, that's a phenomenal brother there, and so technology is his actual his beasting call. Man, he kills that. Brother Davis, go ahead, Brother Davis, and then after that we'll let Chuck and James end out and giving the informational portions of X Bounty so that we'll be fully engaged. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Excellent. Thank you for the opportunity, brother. I'm glad your brothers came on. The show was a good, excellent opportunity to present once again what is about to happen in the future. Tomorrow night's show is going to be focusing back again once again on the universal laws. Why? Because literally we're tied to them, and we have to find foundation in trying to return. Why? Because what is happening with technology today is going overboard, and it's going to the degree that it's destructive. When you look at the latest energy resources that they want you to invest in, none of them are renewable, and there's a reason for that, and that's why we must return. Look forward to you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Thanks, Lynn, Brother Dave, and Scotty, and everybody. You did an excellent show this night, as usual.
Man, Brother Davis, always in harmony with you. Give our regards to the Queen, Sister Davis. Much love, much respect. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend. Brother James Wealthy, Chuck, how can our listeners follow this? And now that they've been introduced to it, how can they engage in the overall progression of X Bounty?
Awesome. Chuck, you still there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Go ahead, man.
You guys could check it out. Check us out at www.xbounty.io, or else you guys could go on Facebook and then just type in X Bounty. We got a community there. But another thing is, David, you know, I want to thank you for having me on this show, and James for putting me on this too. You know, this is like the first time I've ever told anybody that, you know, and publicly that I came from this type of lifestyle. You know, like, it's just that, you know, I'm grateful, you know, after hearing Scotty's story and all this and that, you know, this is, you know, because, you know, once I came out of prison, you know, I was, I had to survive, you know, and in order to survive, you didn't want to tell people or your employers or anything where you come from, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then this is like the first time, you know, I told people, yeah, I'm from that type of lifestyle, you know. So, you know, I want to thank you for that. And, you know, while I listen to you guys talk, you know, it's a learning experience for me, too. Because now, you know, having this X Bounty, you know, while I listen to all of y'all talk, I was like, man, you know, I could just really be myself and do this, you know. I could just be myself.
Yes.
I could talk the way I want to. You know, it don't even matter because my mind is there. You know, I know, you know, my mind is there. It was very difficult, you know, after doing my time, it was very difficult to come out here in the world and to be able to socialize the way that, you know, that's why I kind of have a stuttering problem sometimes too. But I really want to thank, you know, James, especially, you know, you brought me there and then, you know, you took me out to the little football game and things like that, you know, small little things that, you know, you guys don't know, you guys know, it's a small little things you guys do that, you know, you guys know that it means so much to me, you know, and that really comes from the heart. I really want, you know, I just wanted to thank, you know, thank you guys, and you know, even, you know, David, James, and even Scotty for telling, sharing me your story, too, you know, I want to thank you on that, too, you know. So I guess, you know, like the new Chuck would be like, you know, I don't even care what you think about my past, you know, because it's like, I forgot about it. I go around into a system where, hey, you know, I have to talk a certain way to actually, you know, because I've never really gone, I've always been the type of guy to be behind the scenes on all my businesses, everything I've ran, or all the little businesses that I own and I ran. I'm always like behind the scenes. I don't like to be on the forefront because I was always afraid of the way that I sound and all that stuff. But now, you know, after listening to Scotty talk, and Scotty's like, hey, you know, I'm from the streets, you know, I used to be part of this gang life, and I'm like, hey, man, you know, what the hell am I doing? You know, that just happened to me right now on this show where I'm like, hey, man, I could just be myself, you know, just do me, you know?
I love it.
Yes, sir. Chuck, I'm going to tell you. Tando Radio Show, how we resonate is with the spirit, the benevolent spirit. And we thank you for being who you are, because by you being who you are, you were able to provide a solution for sustainability so that we can regain the prosperity that's been lost. James, my brother, you know what you mean to me, what we mean to each other, and this is my kinder spirit, and I tell you, we are going to do major, major things, and we are going to develop this because we have an obligation for sustainability. We will not squander the great gift that the great Creator has given us. In appreciation, we will work collectively together to multiply our talents and our abilities. I just want to say much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you're listening, if you would chime us out, brother, much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an